Grace and Danny got married at Stonegate Glass Chapel. This was a big wedding day. In fact, I didn't realize how big of a day it was until I got home and started looking through all of their pictures. There were so many events that were going on that day, and I can't wait to walk you guys through them all. When Alex and I arrived at the venue, no one was there yet, so we had the bridal suite all to ourselves. But it wasn't before long before Grace walked through the door. She was by herself at the time, at least for a little bit, until more people started to arrive. I got to work on her details, and Alex went over to hang out with all the groomsmen. The groom suite felt super small that day because there were so many people in and out of it, but it was a good thing. They were all there to show their love for Grace and Danny. During this initial part of the day, you might notice in some of the pictures that the sky seemed rather dark, almost like it was becoming nighttime. A small storm blew through, bringing with it some rain for about, I don't know, an hour-ish? But by the end of the day, the sunshine had returned and it was absolutely beautiful. The event that kicked off the morning was Grace getting into her gown. After she got into her gown, we immediately did a first look with all of her bridesmaids. This photo has so much joy in it, and we snuck it in right before the rain started happening, and it was magical. Following the bridesmaids' first look, we planned to do first looks with both of Grace's dads. We did those in the chapel. Scott got to go first, and then Jeff was second. Poor Grace had to cover her hair with a shirt so it wouldn't get wet on the way to Scott's first look. Luckily, by Jeff's first look, the rain had subsided. Because Grace and Danny were not seeing each other before the ceremony, we did separate photos of the groomsmen and the bridesmaids. The entire wedding party photo would be saved until after the ceremony. Once we finished with the groomsmen photos, I kept Danny around to do some photos of him and to read the vows Grace had written for him. Danny and Grace each wrote each other their own vows, but they did not want to read them out loud during the ceremony, so they exchanged them before so they could read them in private. I photographed Grace reading her vows shortly before guests started to arrive, and it was an emotional moment. She took some time to refresh back in the bridal suite while I headed up to the reception hall to see it fully decorated. The family had built a massive arbor for Grace and Danny's sweetheart table. I've never seen anything like it. It was amazing. I also love the special touches of the bows on the back of their chairs, as well as the Polaroid guestbook. I love Polaroids. Just waiting to be filled with images of their friends and family. The ceremony was simple and elegant. Grace walked down the aisle with both of her dads while they gave her away to Danny. Danny and her exchanged rings and sealed their marriage with a kiss. Danny was pretty sneaky because he covered up the kiss with his hat. I didn't realize it in the moment, but it made me smile as I was looking through their final gallery. Once they walked back down the aisle, we immediately headed up the hill to take a big wedding party photo and then officially start family photos. Right before they headed to the reception, we snuck in some portraits of Grace and Danny, and then it was time for the party to begin. The entire wedding party entered, formed a tunnel that Grace and Danny smiled widely as they walked through, being introduced as husband and wife. Walking to the dance floor, they joined hands and began their first dance, followed by two father-daughter dances, a mother-son dance, and a special dance with the groom and his sister. The room was packed. Everyone was excited for dinner to be served. Grace and Danny finished their dinner first and began making their way around the room, saying hi to guests. I snuck in as many photos of their guest tables as I could during this time. But for the moment, I'm going to backtrack a little bit and talk about something that happened during family photos. Grace and Danny's youngest son had fallen completely asleep. We took one photo of him with the entire family, like both of Grace and Danny's sides, while he was passed out in a stroller. Poor little guy must have been so tired. But he woke up after dinner. I noticed, immediately went to grab Grace and Danny so that we could do a family photo of the two of them and their sons before he fell asleep again. Which, looking back, I don't think he fell asleep for a while after that, but I'm still really glad we snuck in that photo just in case. After the family photo, we headed back inside for them to do a cake cutting. The inside of their cake was pink. I think it was flavored strawberry. I did try a piece and it was delicious, but it's not a very common flavor for wedding cakes, so I thought that was super fun. Following cake cutting, they played shoe game, then bouquet toss, and then a dollar dance. Hopefully I got all the events. But dollar dances are a great way to interact with all your guests on your wedding day. After the dollar dance, the party really kicked off. I have so many dancing photos from this wedding, and the smiles and happiness radiating off them are infectious. One of the special dances from this part of their wedding day was a dance where Grace brought her oldest son onto the dance floor to share a special mother-son dance. She also got a little bit of dance time with her youngest son too. What I love about these pictures is that the videographers were standing on the other side of the dance floor. They had these large lights on top of their cameras, so I was able to get some special backlighting in these photos. It kind of makes me want to have additional lights at every wedding I shoot. Until sunset, there was so much dancing. I don't think the dance floor ever stopped. As the sun lowered and became golden, Grace, Danny, Alex, and I headed out to do final portraits of the night. Heather, one of the Stonegate employees, grabbed the golf cart so she could drive them back to their reception. As we were taking these photos, you would never know it from the pictures, but we were talking about how many billboards were everywhere. We had to be super strategic to avoid them. But like I said, the images turned out so beautiful, you would never know. Grace and Danny even got a special cheering squad drive by. A group of motorcyclists round the corner and cheered them on. As the sun set, Grace and Danny hopped into the back of the golf cart and Heather drove them back to their reception. My time with them had come to a close, but their wedding day was beyond amazing. It was action-packed, it was full of joy, and I wish I could do it all over again. Grace and Danny, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to capture these amazing memories. I wish your family the very best. Congratulations.